The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is by Walter Pendleton. Visit us on the website at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that is www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
Before I begin my message this morning, let me again announce that on September the 26th, that's a Saturday, on September the 26th at 10:30 a.m., Sovereign Grace Chapel will have Pastor Paul Mahan from Central Grace Church in Rocky Mount, Virginia, come preach for us. That's September the 26th at 10:30 a.m. at Sovereign Grace Chapel. And if you listen to the end of the message, my brother David Wright will give you info concerning Sovereign Grace Chapel and where we're located at. So this morning I want to read a couple verses from John chapter 12 again. Last week I read from John 12. I want to read two more verses from John chapter 12. It's John 12 and verse 32 and 33. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote these words, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. Again, that's John 12, 32 and 33. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. This morning, I want to speak to you about what death he should die. Take note of the words here of God manifest in the flesh. And hear what I said. This is God manifest in the flesh. This is not some mere man endued with some power from God. This is God Almighty, none other than the Almighty, Eternal, I Am, manifest in human flesh. And what does he say? Now think about it. Think about these words. Some mock and some deride when we particularize these words, when we look at what is said in Scripture. But look at each word of what he says. First of all, look, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth." Who is central in these words? Who is central in these words? "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth." Christ is central in these words. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth." Christ Jesus is central. He spoke and he spoke about himself. And what is central in these words? According to our Lord here, he is not only central, but he is what? What is central? Christ lifting up is central. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth." Christ's if is not an if of any doubt. It has no doubt with it. Christ if here is not of any doubt whatsoever. It's not even an if of some doubt, some small doubt or an if of mere possibilities. Christ's if is the if of cause and effect. And I've said this over and over and will say it over and over again. Christ's if is the if of cause and effect. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth." Was he? Was he lifted up from the earth? Yes, he was. He was lifted up upon that cruel tree where he died and suffered for the sins of his people. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." So we see that Christ is central in these words. He is. "And I, if I be lifted up." And what is central in these words? Christ lifting up is central in these words. The cross work of Jesus Christ is central in all the purpose of God. Before the crucifixion of Christ, his cross work was central. But after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, his cross work is still central. Go to the book of the Revelation and you will see redeemed men and women worshiping Jesus Christ for his cross work, for that which he accomplished upon the tree. So again, Christ's if is not an if of doubt. Not an if of doubt, any doubt, some doubt, or mere possibilities. It's this false Christianity loves ifs. They love ifs. False Christianity loves to place God under man's ifs, but there's nothing here about fallen men and women here. Christ said, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all unto me." So secondly, we see that, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, or if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." So secondly, "And if I be lifted up from the earth," what? "Will draw all men unto me." Who is central in these words? Christ is. "If I be lifted up from the earth," what is he saying? "I will draw. I will draw all men unto me." Again, Christ is central in these words. What is central in these words? Christ lifting up is central in the words. "If I be lifted up from the earth," then he's saying, I will draw all men unto me. Who does all the work in these words? Christ does all the work. There is not a hint of man's will, man's work, or man's worth in these words. Not a hint at it. Christ is central in the words. Christ lifting up is central in the words. Christ does all the work in these words. And who does the drawing in these words? Look at it. "And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." So Christ does the drawing in these words. And what is the drawing dependent upon in these words? Christ being lifted up. This is the central theme of all Scripture. This is the heart of the gospel, that salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is by and through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no uncertainty here. No uncertainty. No uncertainty in all of its facets. There is no dependence upon fallen men and women here. Christ, in his sacrificial cross work, was not dependent upon anyone to accomplish that which he accomplished at Calvary. And moreover, even more than that, the results of Jesus Christ's cross work are not dependent upon fallen men and women. According to Romans chapter 9, God Almighty said through the Apostle Paul that God's salvation, all of it, mercy, compassion, election, calling, all of it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So there is no uncertainty here. There is no dependence upon fallen human men and women, the sons and daughters of Adam. That's you and me. That you and me, we're fallen, we're corrupt. And Jesus Christ, thank God, by his free reigning grace, he's not dependent upon us to accomplish anything, but he works in his people both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And what is the extent? Think about it. What is the extent of this drawing by Christ? "And I," this is what he says, "and I," listen to the words, listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said, listen to what God manifest in the flesh said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. All for whom he was lifted up shall be drawn, and they shall not only be drawn, but they shall be drawn all the way unto Jesus Christ." They will be drawn all the way unto Jesus Christ. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ taught. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." But then I want you to take note of John's explanation given here. It's amazing that John immediately adds this phrase in verse 33. "This he said," this is what John writes, "this he said, signifying what death he should die." I can see John now. He is being moved by the Spirit of God and recalls by the Spirit of God what our Lord Jesus Christ said. And he recalls these specific words, and I, that's what John's recalling Christ's words. And he says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Do you see that? John all of a sudden then recognizes what he has heard, what he heard back then, and what he's being made mindful of now. And he says, "This he said, signifying what death he should die." You see, it's much more than that he should die. There is no question that he did die. It is both scriptural fact and it is both historical fact that Jesus Christ died. It is much more than that he should die. It's much more than the fact of Christ's death. And it's much more than how he should die. It's much more than hellish should die. It's much more than the means of Christ's death. It's much more than just that he would die on a cross. Both of these things are true. The fact of his death, the means of the death. But here John is moved by the Spirit to interject and interject because he's recalling what our Lord says. And he says, and Christ said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And then actually verse 34 continues what took place back then. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. But before John even goes on with that, he's moved by the Spirit of God to pen these words. This he said, signifying what death he should die. So it's not just that he should die. It's not just how he should die. But it's this he says, signifying what death he should die. So John is moved by the Spirit to interject here, and he interjects with an explanation of the absolute results of Jesus Christ's death. You see, Christ's death assured drawing. That's clear. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw. Now, I put the I in there, that other I, but this is what he's saying. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, who's the drawer? I will draw all men unto me. So John is moved here with these absolute results of Christ's death, that this Christ's death assured drawing. And this drawing is unto Christ. It's unto Christ. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw. And how far shall he draw? What's the extent of the drawing? I will draw all men unto me. Do you see that? So in these words, and even in John's explanation of these words, the scripture, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and John in penning these holy words of scripture, puts all emphasis upon the person and the work of Jesus Christ. None other than his work, his actions. Not only his lifting up, but his drawing. And when he does the drawing, he will draw these people all the way unto himself. I will draw, and I will draw all men unto me. So this he said, signifying what death he should die. The kind of death that he should die would be a death that wherein he would draw all men all the way unto himself. So Christ's death assured this drawing. And this drawing is all the way unto Christ. So take note of who Christ said he would draw. Now look at it. Christ said, I would draw all men unto me. All men unto me. Now let me give you four things in the remainder of my message this morning. Take note of Christ's words. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This is an all. This word all here. This is an all of universal racial inclusion. But not absolute universal inclusion. Listen to what the Apostle John writes in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, worthy, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here John is told that the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he's prevailed. But look at what happens when he actually sees this person. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts, and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Now listen, here it is. This is an all of universal racial inclusion, but not absolute universal inclusion. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. How? Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Do you see it? That's all men. That's all men. Secondly, this is an all of divine elective inclusion. Do you hear what I just said? This is an all of divine elective inclusion. Listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 6. Listen to it. John chapter 6. All that the Father giveth me. Do you see that word? There it is, all. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. What all? Who are these alls? They're all of all races, tongues, peoples, kindreds. And he says here, John 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Do you see that? If God Almighty has given an individual to the Lord Jesus Christ, they will come unto me. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. It's all of them. Not one accepted. Not one more, but absolutely not one less. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. So what is the will of him? He came to do the Father's will. What is the Father's will? He answers that question. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all, do you see it? There it is again. That of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone, there's another all, do you see it? That everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up the last day. Then the Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Think about it. This went right over their heads. Now they want to go back and argue about him talking about being the bread from heaven. This went right over their heads, and sadly today, this very truth goes right over many people's heads. But also sadly today, this very truth is something that men and women kick against. They fight against. They resist. They cry out awful, terrible words against this very truth. And yet our Lord said, what? The Jews then murmured at him because he had said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. And he didn't even go back to the bread now. Look at what he says. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all, do you see it? And they shall all be taught of God. All of who? All that the Father gave to the Son. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and learned of the Father, does what? They come unto me. So we see that if we take note of who Christ said he would draw, he said he would draw all of all races that there is. All men unto me, of every tribe, kindred, tongue, and people. All who were given to him in the elective purpose of God the Father. But not only that, number three, this is an all of universal gender and socioeconomic inclusion. Now listen to it. Galatians, listen to what the Apostle Paul says. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So do you see it? When our Lord Jesus Christ said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. What's he talking about? This is a universal racial inclusion. This is a universal divine elective inclusion of those people specifically chosen by God for Christ to save out of every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation under heaven. Number four, listen to this. This is an all of universal forgiveness for all manner of sin. Do you feel the weight of your sin? Do you feel the guilt of your sin? Do you see the utter bondage and corruption of your sin before God? Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Now think about this. We're talking about all. We're taking note of who Christ said he would draw. I would draw all men unto me. Now not all universally without any exception, but all of every race. The men of every race. We see this divine elective inclusion, this universal gender and socioeconomic inclusion, but we also see it's a universal forgiveness for all manner of sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, listen to what he says, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous, you see it? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Do you see that utter corrupt list? Do you see that this description of the vileness of humanity and the sins of humanity? And yet that's my sins. Yeah, that's your sins. That's our evil, corrupt hearts. And yet, listen to what the apostle now goes on to say. And such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Do you see that? Oh, the glory of God's salvation. The apostle Paul is quite clear. He said, this is a faithful saying. This is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Do you see that? Christ said, nah, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. But you say, Pastor, my past is so corrupt. I understand that. And in and of yourself, your future will be so corrupt too. The heart is desperately wicked above all things. And who can know it? Who can know it? And yet there is forgiveness with God. No matter what depths that you found yourself in, no matter to what degree of corruption and utter bondage you find yourself in, that there is forgiveness with God in Christ Jesus, and such were some of you. Do you see that? Oh, what a glory to us sinners. What a glory to those of us who know our utter bondage and our utter corruption. So take note again of who Christ said he would draw. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. What? Remember, this is an all of universal racial inclusion, not absolute universal inclusion. This is an all of divine elective inclusion. This is an all of universal gender and socioeconomic inclusion. And this is an all of universal forgiveness for all manner of sin. Oh, what a glory we see in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, contrary to what some say about the gospel, contrary to what some say about the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, when they say that we, people like myself, people who try to preach the free and reigning grace of God, but you make such a limitation upon Christ and his death, that's just not so. That's just not so. Christ said, "Now, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me, no matter what your race is, no matter what your race, no matter what your gender is, no matter what your socioeconomic position is, no matter what kind of crimes against God you're guilty of, there is forgiveness of God when Jesus Christ draws all the way unto himself. No one is banned. You hear what I'm saying? Listen to me now. Listen to my words, because I'm going to give you the word of Scripture after my words. No one is banned who feels their utter need of Jesus Christ. Listen to our Lord's words. Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me. Come unto me, who? All. Do you see that? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Do you see it? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Do you see it? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me, he says. Are you laboring under the guilt and bondage of your sin? Are you heavy laden with the guilt and the corruption of your sin? Does your guilt seem insurmountable before God? Yet Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will. I will. That's his promise. I will give you rest. And let me tell you, according to our Lord's words, and I, If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. If God Almighty has brought you to recognize that awful, terrible state in which you're in, then know assuredly that Jesus Christ is drawing you, and he will draw you all the way unto himself. And with these sweet, comforting words, he says, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Oh, what glorious words there is from our Savior. And listen to me. As I said, no one is banned who feels their utter need. And even more than that, all who feel their utter need shall be filled. You know what I said? All who feel their utter need shall be filled. Now listen to one verse from our Lord's message, what men call the Sermon on the Mount. And I'll give it to you from Matthew chapter 5. I don't want to read this. These are what men call the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Listen to what it says. Blessed, graced of God. The mercy and compassion of God has fallen upon such a people like this. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. Do you hunger and thirst? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not a one left out. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So again, let me read the words of our Lord. Listen to what he says. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Is he drawing you unto himself? Is he drawing you unto himself? If he does, he will bring you all the way into himself. You'll find rest for your troubled soul. You'll find that there is forgiveness from your crimes against God. You'll find that God Almighty receives you in and through the person, none other than the person and work of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preached.